What's up and welcome to the NYC Video Podcast, a show about the film and video industry here in New York and the pros that are making it happen. I'll be your host, Tom Chavez, and each week I'll be interviewing other New York filmmakers to learn more about their craft, their process, and with a little bit of luck, they'll share some stories and observations of working in production here in New York. We'll also be discussing some of the incredible resources that are available to help us out on our film and video productions. If you haven't already, follow the show on Instagram to see past guests, discussion topics, and be sure to make your voice heard by suggesting future episode ideas. Okay, so when it comes to shooting videos and films here in New York, there is no end to the amount of resources that are available to us and our projects. Unlike smaller cities and towns, we have the luxury of instant access to some really unique spaces, cutting-edge equipment, and we also have numerous schools that will supply us with the skills that we need to shoot the projects that we want. Each of these brick-and-mortar production resources is unique to New York and is worthy of being on your radar, regardless of your job title or how high up or low your name is on the call sheet. Now, I've worked as a gaffer for over a decade here in New York, and this list that I'm going to talk about is only 10 of many, many, many useful resources that have helped me and my friends over the years on different films, commercials, features, short films, and the likes. Now, due to the time constraints of this podcast, I'm forced to leave off hundreds of well-deserved resources. I've tried to boil this list down to about 10 of the most useful and accessible resources for other New York-based filmmakers. It's important to understand that there are so many different elements that go into film and video productions, and that each project that we work on requires its own unique location, or props, or camera equipment. But by knowing what resources are available to us will allow us to craft a stronger story and also accomplish a more successful production. Lastly, I'd like to thank all the filmmakers on Facebook that offered up recommendations for this list and helped shape this episode. If you're so inclined, I'd encourage anyone to join the NYC Video Podcast group and share some of the resources that they felt were left off today's episode. Okay, so let's wrap up this intro and jump into today's episode after a quick word from this week's episode sponsor. Video productions are always on the hunt for a convenient studio to handle their needs as efficiently as possible. For over a decade, Windmill Studios has prided itself on being one of the most reliable and flexible studio spaces to shoot at in Brooklyn. From pre-production to wrap, their space is perfect for set construction, pre-lights, and shooting. Their street-level garage allows trucks to pull into the space and unload supplies and equipment directly onto the studio floor. Their team has years of experience in set design and fabrication, and their 3,500 square foot space has a large white psych that can accommodate large green screen jobs as well. They can supply a lot of in-house G&E equipment, and they can source additional gear to meet your exact needs, saving productions time and money. Visit their website and follow them on Instagram to see pictures and videos of past productions and learn more about industry events that they regularly host at their studio. We've dropped the links to their website and social media in our show notes. And now, let's get back to the show. Hey, and welcome back to the show. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into today's top 10 resources and institutions that every filmmaker in New York should be familiar with. This list is in no particular order, and I've tried to cover a broad range of topics. Hopefully some of them will pique your interest and you can do some further research on your own. So starting off today's list at number 10 is the Made in New York Production Training Program. Now, this was mentioned to me by Nooch Gurung and Alex Sargent on Facebook, and I definitely thought it was worth mentioning on today's episode. So this program is affiliated with the Mayor's Office of TV and Film, and they train people for entry-level jobs in the TV and film industry. The program is free of charge, but it's very competitive to get a spot, and applicants need to meet a certain criteria to be considered. Graduates of the program go on to work on TV shows, movies, and commercials that are being shot in and around New York. It's a great opportunity for people that are just starting their careers or transitioning from another career into TV and film. The Made in New York program will provide you with a solid foundation of just the basics of what it takes to be a PA on a film set in New York. You'll learn walkie etiquette, you'll learn how to lock up street corners, you'll learn how to talk to people, and you'll also learn about how to get people to sign release forms when they walk in and out of the shot. These are just some of the many things that are covered in the program, so I definitely recommend that you go on their website and just do a little bit of research and watch some videos to learn more about what the program has to offer and if it's worth applying to. You can find out more about the program on their website by Googling Made in New York, and you can follow them on Instagram at madein_NY. Okay, so coming in next on our list at number 9 is B&H Photo and Video in Manhattan. B&H has been around since 1973, and they're a camera and photo and media store in Midtown Manhattan. They sell cameras, they sell audio gear, they sell software, they sell all kinds of stuff. And not only is it a store, but it's like a superstore. It's huge. It takes up I would say probably a third of a city block. By New York standards, that's a ton of real estate. And the people that work at B&H are great because not only are they salespeople and they help get us the gear that we need, they also are working professionals in the media world. So a lot of the salespeople are working photographers or working cinematographers or gaffers or editors. So when we go there looking for a specific piece of gear or software, we can talk to our fellow colleagues because they're using the same kinds of gear and the same kinds of software that we are. So they can really help us make the right decision when we're plunking down a ton of money to invest in gear. Their prices are usually better than most other places online, and they have a really easy and simple return policy where you can just bring back whatever item you purchased in the store with the packaging, and within 30 days or so, they'll give you a full refund and you apply it as store credit as well. Now, B&H sponsors a lot of film and photo festivals and events throughout New York, so that's why I think they're a really good resource basically to the community here in New York. And while I'm talking about B&H, nowadays, so much stuff that we buy is done online. When it comes to investing in professional equipment, one of the best things that you can do is go to a store to actually hold the piece of equipment, to press buttons and toggle switches. And you can also look at a person and ask them questions and get immediate answers. Even though they are professionals and they work with this kind of equipment, and you want to purchase a piece of gear that they haven't worked with, oftentimes they'll go to one of their colleagues that they know is a sound engineer, or they know that they're a cinematographer, and they can link you up with another sales associate that can answer the questions that you have. And as I mentioned earlier, the store is in Midtown Manhattan, so it's pretty easy to get to. You can take most trains to Penn Station or the A train up to 34th Street and then walk over a block or two. It's definitely worth walking into the store and just checking everything out, getting to know which departments have what kind of gear. There's a really big chance that you're going to go there just to browse, and then you're going to end up seeing a piece of gear that you didn't realize that you needed right away, but as soon as you see it, you may purchase it. If you do plan on going to the store, make sure you either go on their website or give them a call before you actually make the trip, because they do close early on Fridays. They're always closed on Saturdays. And from time to time, they do close in observance of certain Hasidic Jewish holidays. And the last thing that I'll mention about B&H is that they also offer seminars and learning workshops for other filmmakers and photographers and anyone that works in media. Oftentimes they bring in professionals that are out in the field using equipment or have gone on expeditions or have just completed a project, and they come into the store and they're able to talk about what they've been working on or what they've developed, or talk about a new piece of software or a camera that's coming out, and inform the rest of us about upcoming gear and this kind of stuff. This kind of knowledge sharing is really useful when you're investing in gear, because you want to talk to the people that have actively used the piece of gear before you pull the trigger and buy anything. Okay, up next on our list, coming in at number 8, is Lightbulb Grip in Bushwick, Brooklyn. So Lightbulb Grip is one of my personal favorites on this list, and I was thrilled when Isabella Tan and a few others suggested Lightbulb Grip when I posted about it on Facebook. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Lightbulb Grip, it's a Genie rental house in Brooklyn. They cater to productions large and small. It was founded in 2016 by Adam Richland and David Finn. And ever since it opened, one of their main goals has been to strengthen the filmmaker community of freelancers and to promote safe practices on film sets. What sets Lightbulb and Grip apart from so many other great rental houses is how helpful they are when it comes to all things production. You know, they offer free classes and information seminars. They host networking events. And during the early days of COVID, Adam and his team actually converted their warehouse into like a food pantry and provided much needed assistance to the freelance community with like groceries and supplies and that kind of stuff. So that was pretty amazing to just see and to witness all the pictures and videos and comments that people were making on Facebook about how helpful they were during that time. I really can't think of another rental house that went through all that trouble just to help out the community during such a chaotic time. And like I said, you can see a bunch of pictures and videos on Facebook and on their Instagram page. So regardless of whether or not you work in G&E, Lightbulb Grip should definitely be on your radar as a really useful resource when you're preparing for your upcoming project. Adam Richland does a wonderful job of offering tips and advice whenever someone is in need, and he's always really happy to make introductions and connections between filmmakers for them to help one another as well. You can learn more about them at lightbulbgrip.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. I'll be sure to drop the links in the show notes. Okay, up next, number 7 is Able Cine. Okay, so if you're a DP or you're an AC, you probably already know about Abel Cine or you've worked with them in the past. For our listeners who are just starting out their careers or they've just recently moved to the city, Abel Cine is a great resource to know about and to visit. So they were founded in 1989 as a camera rental and repair shop here in New York, and they've since actually expanded their whole operation to multiple cities, and they continue to sell, service, and rent camera equipment and accessories to cinematographers, assistant camera people, and productions. So lots of aspiring and established DPs gear up all the time for their shoots at Abel Cine. Their staff is super knowledgeable about cameras, about lighting, lenses, and accessories, and all those things that go into the visual element of your production. Their shop is located in Industry City in Brooklyn. And what's great about Abel Cine is that when you're doing a checkout, they have these rental bays where cinematographers and DIT and assistant camera people, they can actually go there, open up cases, they can test out their cameras, test out their lenses, test out certain kind of lighting effects, just to make sure that the equipment that they're gonna be checking out is actually gonna work properly on set. So that's a really big luxury that a lot of rental houses in New York, unfortunately, don't have because space is so limited. So having rental houses like Abel Cine that have the space and these checkout bays is super useful to camera departments. And they also offer free and paid classes and workshops at their facility and also online. Definitely be sure to check out their education tab on their website to see what classes and seminars they have coming up. You can find them at abelcine.com. That's A-B-E-L-Cine, C-I-N-E.com. And I'll be sure to drop links in the show notes as well. Okay, number six on our list is actually a doubleheader. There's two different companies that are equally good and just staples in the production community, which a lot of us are already familiar with, and that is CC Rentals and Edge Auto Rentals. Both companies supply video productions with like, cars and vans and trucks to move their crews and equipment around during production. CC Rentals is open 24 hours a day, which is pretty cool. So you can go there and pick up or drop off a truck at any time, 24 hours a day, which is very convenient for a lot of productions that start at odd hours and end at odd hours. Edge is also open 24 hours, but that's for only for drop-offs. During business hours, you can check out and drive away with a truck, but when it's after hours, you can only go there and drop off the trucks at their lot. Edge Auto Rentals is very convenient because they do have a really big lot based in Greenpoint in Brooklyn. And a lot of productions that are either multi-day or they do a checkout on one day and then are shooting the next day, it allows the production assistants to actually bring the trucks back to the lot and park it there safely overnight, just so you're not having to park trucks filled with camera equipment overnight on the streets or at some shady parking lots. Another thing to know about New York is that a lot of parking lots don't accept oversized vehicles like Sprinter vans or trucks because they're so big and the entrances to the garages are so small. So having Edge Auto Rentals and their lot at your disposal to park overnight is just a huge benefit to renting from them. Both companies provide easy passes in their vehicles that allows basically PAs to just go straight through the easy passes and not have to fumble around with rolls of quarters and coins and deal with like receipts at the end of the job. One last thing that I'll mention is that Edge Auto Rentals, they have a really useful website and they have a lot of really useful videos on their website showing people how to safely operate their lift gates on all the different trucks and vans. Operating a lift gate makes your life really easy being able to pick up equipment to load it in, but it can also be very dangerous. So just knowing how to safely operate different lifts and how to leave your car running or truck running when you're operating the lift so it doesn't drain your battery is very useful to know, but you only learn that once you mess up. So at least they offer the option for people to watch the videos and understand how to use these big trucks. Okay, we're at the halfway point at number five, and that's Brick. So Brick is a nonprofit organization that's been around for about 40 years, and they're really focused on helping people learn skills in media, like film production, TV production, podcasting, graphic design, just to name a few. Brick is spelled B-R-I-C, and it stands for Brooklyn Information and Culture. If you go to their website, you can click on the Education and Media Resources tab to see what classes they're offering. The classes that they offer are super inexpensive, and many of which are actually free. Some of the courses offered are in person, and some of them are actually done online, so you can participate, you know, from your computer at home. Some of the courses you'll find on their website includes how to shoot a movie on your phone, learning animation techniques and stop motion, intro to DaVinci Resolve and Adobe Premiere, Photoshop basics, etc. So these classes are like a really good primer course and provide students with like a really solid foundation of what they want to learn. Another benefit of taking these courses is that it brings students together and fosters an ideal networking opportunity between students and their teachers. So in addition to the classes that BRIC offers, they also offer art exhibits and showcases the work of like local and emerging artists. So if you are like a local filmmaker or like a local artist, sculptor, a painter, BRIC is a really good resource to get your work actually seen in public. Their website is bricartsmedia.org. Again, it's B-R-I-C, artsmedia.org. And you can follow them on Instagram at BRIC Brooklyn. Okay, up next on our list at number four is Gotham Sound. This was mentioned by Robert Blumke and Robert LaRosa. They're two New York-based location sound mixers. So Gotham Sound is located in Long Island City in Queens. They sell, they rent, and they repair audio equipment. They're also one of the biggest brick and mortar hubs for audio mixers and engineers here in New York, so they're definitely worth knowing. They've been around since 2002, and their shop showcases audio equipment manufacturers like Shep's, Electrosonics, Sennheiser, Shure microphones, Orca bags, etc. Again, going back to the importance of having a brick and mortar store is that professionals can actually go to places and test out their gear before they actually buy it. They can pick it up, they can push buttons, they can ask questions and just be informed before they actually plunk down a ton of money. So having places like Gotham Sound is just super helpful because these purchases are expensive and we want to make sure that we're buying the right gear. So Gotham Sound offers workshops and seminars at their space. These workshops are really, really, really great educational and networking opportunities for young and mid-career audio mixers and sound specialists. So their website also offers educational articles and videos based around gear and techniques that really appeal to the audio community. You can check out their website and learn more about them at gothamsound.com. And you can also follow them on Instagram at gothamsound. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. We're going to cut away to a quick commercial break, but please stick around to learn more about the remaining three resources available to all New York filmmakers. This week's episode is sponsored by my lighting company, MasterShot Films. Since 2008, thousands of productions have entrusted the MasterShot team to deliver and operate all the lighting equipment for their interviews, branded content, and social media videos. Our gaffers and key grips deliver anywhere in the tri-state area. Visit MasterShotFilms.com to see a virtual tour of our G&E vans and to see some BTS videos of our lighting setups that we've lit over the years. Save 10% on your first booking by using the promo code NYCVideoPodcast. And now, let's get back to the show. Okay, number three, Be Electric Studios. So Be Electric Studios is 10 different stages used for photography and video production. They're one of the largest studios in New York, and their spaces vary in size and features that they offer. They host productions from, you know, full-on commercials and feature films to really small art pieces and short films. So they're pretty diverse when it comes to finding the right studio, the right space at the right budget. You can see photos of their spaces and view their in-house gear list on their website, which is beelectric.tv. And you can also follow them on Instagram to see BTS pictures and videos of their studio spaces being used for a variety of different kinds of projects. On Instagram, they're at Be Electric Studio. And I've mentioned this in the past, but studios like Be Electric are great career launch pads for people that are just starting out. They host tons of production companies, directors, cinematographers, and the likes. So if you happen to work at one of these places, face-to-face networking is extremely easy. And you also get to gain a lot of free education on different kinds of production equipment, like cameras, lighting, expendables, scissor lifts, and that kind of stuff. So just by working at a studio like Be Electric would be a really good place to start your career if you're looking to work in production here in New York. Okay, so we're at number two, and again, this is going to be a doubleheader. It's Set Shop in Manhattan and BTL, which is Below the Line Production Supplies in Brooklyn. So when producers plan out a production, in addition to the camera, lighting, and sound equipment that they need to purchase and rent, they also need to purchase and rent a ton of essential supplies that'll allow the productions to run smoothly, safely, and efficiently. Set Shop and Below the Line rent and sell production supplies such as colored backdrops, gaffer's tape, safety cones, folding tables, pop-up tents, floor protection, drink coolers, etc. Each shoot requires different kinds of productions, and both Set Shop and Below the Line specialize in meeting these production-specific needs. Even if you're not in the market for such items right now, I highly encourage young filmmakers to call and schedule a visit to these places and see in person all the things that they offer. Once you're able to see all the things that these places rent and sell, you'll walk away with a better understanding of why all of these items are so crucial on film sets. Set Shop is located in Midtown Manhattan, and Below the Line is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Set Shop has some really useful videos on their website to help art directors and photographers and DPs learn some really handy tips and tricks on how to use arts and craft supplies to pull off stunning looking images. You can learn more about Set Shop and Below the Line production supplies by visiting their websites at setshop.com and btlps.com. You can also follow them on Instagram at setshopnyc and at Below the Line BK to see some fun and useful videos and pictures that they post on there. I'll be sure to post the links in the show notes. Okay, so we finally made it to the end of our list, and at number one is Acme Brooklyn Prop House. They're located in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Acme Prop Rentals is a killer resource when it comes to renting unique props for production. Their 1,600 square foot warehouse has about a gazillion different props, ranging from tabletop surfaces, chairs, couches, rugs and accent pillows, table lamps, standing lamps, clocks, plants, etc. If you work on commercials, films, or branded content videos, Acme Rentals is a great local prop rental house to furnish your sets. Their website does a fantastic job of categorizing and displaying all of the different kinds of props and prop categories that they have in their rental collection. So why is Acme Prop Rentals such a valuable resource to New York filmmakers? A good prop master has to see a specific prop in person and hold it in order to make the call if it works on screen or not. I've been on countless productions where prop masters ordered a specific prop from an online marketplace, only to find out that it wasn't the right size or the right color or the right material. Prop houses put a lot of hard work into selecting and caring for their props, and their curating and organizational skills allow prop masters to easily go there, see the goods, and select the right prop for their jobs. Housing thousands of props isn't cheap or easy, so I really appreciate those who can take the time and energy to make our lives easier and our projects look better. It's hard to talk about a prop house because it's such a visually oriented resource. Check out their website to see and learn more about the company and all the props that they carry and care for. Their website is proprental.com and their Instagram is at Acme Brooklyn. I strongly encourage people to check them out and follow their Instagram account just to get some inspiration for their future projects. All right, so that's a wrappuccino on today's list of the 10 essential resources available to the film and video productions here in New York. Again, I want to thank everyone who offered up some useful suggestions in the creation of this list on Facebook and helped inform the rest of the community of all the great places and organizations. There's so many equally deserving resources and institutions that we left off this list, and I promise to make future episodes that highlight some of them. The resources that were mentioned have been an invaluable help to my career and the productions that I've worked on over the years. I've come to know and respect each and every one of them for different reasons, and I hope you will too. Be sure to check out the show notes of this episode to see all of the websites and social media links associated with each of these institutions. By simply following them on social media, you'll actively be updated on how these companies and organizations are growing and contributing to the industry we all know and love. Lastly, be sure to follow the NYC Video Podcast on social media to see past guests on the show and learn about the different facets of production. Our handle is at NYC Video Podcast, and our website is nycvideopodcast.com. If you or your company would like to sponsor a future episode, we'd love to hear from you. Check out our site and drop us a line. We can draft up a script and record an ad for you to run on future episodes and connect with your community. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you catch future episodes we'll be putting out in the coming weeks and months. This is Tom Chavez of the NYC Video Podcast, and I'll see you on set.